Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're tethered to your phone, constantly checking notifications, scrolling through endless feeds? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to put the damn thing down? Yeah, me too, and that's exactly why we're diving into building healthy boundaries with technology today. Because let's face it, sometimes our devices need a little bit of space, and so do we. Think about it. Technology has become woven into the fabric of our lives. It connects us, informs us, entertains us, but it can also easily hijack our attention, steal our precious time, and even affect our mental well-being if we're not careful. So how do we strike that balance? How do we harness the power of technology without letting it control us? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries. First up, awareness is your superpower. Start by paying attention to how much time you actually spend on your devices. Use those built-in screen time trackers or download a dedicated app, become a digital detective and uncover those sneaky habits. You might be surprised at the results. Once you know where your time goes, you can start making conscious choices about where it goes next. Second, schedule tech-free zones in your day. Think about it, you wouldn't eat 3 meals of takeout every day, would you? It's time to treat technology with the same mindful approach. Designate certain times, like mealtimes, bedtime, or even just an hour before bed, as tech-free zones. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you for it. You'll be amazed at how much more present you feel when you're truly engaged in the moment. Third, ditch the constant notifications. Those little pings and buzzes are designed to grab your attention. They're like digital sirens screaming for your time. But here's the thing, you don't have to answer every siren call. Turn off those non-essential notifications, silence unnecessary apps, and reclaim control over your attention. Remember, you're in charge of your digital life, not the other way around. Fourth, cultivate offline hobbies and interests. What did you do before smartphones and social media became the center of your universe? Rediscover those passions, read a book, take a walk, learn a new skill, connect with friends face to face. When you have other fulfilling activities in your life, you're less likely to reach for your phone out of boredom or habit. And lastly, practice digital minimalism. This isn't about being anti-technology, it's about using technology intentionally and consciously. Ask yourself, does this app truly add value to my life? Do I need to be constantly connected? Be ruthless with what you keep and what you delete. Your mental well-being will thank you for the declutter. Okay, so imagine this. You're at a family dinner. Everyone's laughing, sharing stories, genuinely connecting. But then someone pulls out their phone, starts scrolling through social media, and suddenly the energy shifts. The conversation stumbles, people feel less engaged, and that warm, intimate feeling dissipates. That's what happens when we let technology hijack our real-life interactions. But picture this, everyone puts their phones away, focuses on each other, and truly enjoys the moment. Now that's a dinner party worth having. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your usage, set tech-free zones, ditch unnecessary notifications, cultivate offline hobbies, and practice digital minimalism. By taking these steps, you can build healthy boundaries with technology and reclaim control over your time, attention, and well-being. Don't just listen to this episode, live it. Start implementing these strategies today. Share your experiences with me. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to setting tech boundaries? What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, unplug to truly connect.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.